Bewolk en koel, Pretoria en Rustenburg, 25, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane en Mbombela 23 grade.
Tabiso Kambule vir jou vinnige verkeer, die M1 Noord te ongeluk voor Xavierstraat en die N1 Suid en Midrand te ongeluk daar so voor die bekloewislaar.
Die departement van water en sanitasie sê die watervlak van die Bloemhof dam in Noordwes in die Vrystaat styg vinnig met die toenemende invloei van water. Dit hou tans 'n ernstige bedreiging in vir huishoudings wat naby gelees. Die departement se woordvoerder, Wesani Mawasa.
The Bloemhof dam is currently sitting at 117.19% as at this morning, with more inflows anticipated into this dam. Outflows may be increased again as and when necessary.
Twee beamtes van die grensbestuursowerheid is by Beitbridge in hegtenis geneem omdat hulle na bewering gehelp het om persone onwettig in die land binne te kom. Die inhegtenisnemings is gister deur kommissaris Mike Masiapanto bevestig. Die owerheid het vanjaar 6000 pogings om die land onwettig binne te kom gefnuik. En 11 mense is in Kanada dood toe 'n voertuig by 'n straatfees tussen skare ingeploeg het. Die polisie sê 'n 30-jarige inwoner van Vancouver wat aan hulle bekend is op die toneel in hegtenis geneem. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 9.
Well, we start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It's India women against South Africa women in the three-side series that's happening in Colombo this time around. India women won the toss and chose to bat first. And at the moment, it looks like a good decision. 148, I make that 150 for one after 30.1 overs. So if they double that, that means South Africa will have a steep total to chase of over 300 as it stands at the moment. So far, only one wicket has fallen. And, the lady to take that is Anika Dirksen, taking that wicket of the opener. Spriti Mandana making 36 for 54 deliveries. The other match that's happening at the moment is the test match between Zimbabwe and Bangladesh. Zimbabwe bowled out for 227. With Nick Walsh top scoring along with Sean Williams with 54 and 67 in response to Bangladeshi's 105 without loss, and they're still trailing that first innings by 122 runs. In rugby news, Reds coach Les Kiss will be confirmed as Joe Smith's successor after the Wallabies tomorrow. Some local media reports have said that Kiss has worked closely with Joe Smith at Ireland and will take over as the coach of Australia when the New Zealander Schmidt steps down following this year's Rugby Championship. Jamison Gibson-Park expects Tarika Ioane to have a similar impact on his Leicester teammates as the All Black teammate Jordie Barrett did. A blue centre will join the Irish Giants on a short-term deal next season following Barrett's successful six-month sabbatical. Barrett skipped the Hurricane Super Rugby Pacific campaign this year as he started for both the Vodacom URC and the Investec Champions Cup for Leinster, who now face Northampton in the semi-finals in the latter tournament on Saturday. And Chiefs centre Anton Leonard Brown confirmed on social media that he has broken his collarbone against the Force last week. The recovery timeline, of course, is about 6 to 12 weeks, and it caused serious doubt over the 81 test star's availability for the All Black test in France in July. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
What part of let's pad to the top of the hour, dude?
I've got more. I've got more news stories.
I got a whole raft of them here, buddy. Okay, look, the things to look forward to. We were talking earlier on about the Vodacom URC coming up. We've got to wait a couple of weeks for that. Got to wait a fair while, end of May, for the CAF Champions League two-leg final. But we've got to wait a little bit longer for the WAFCON in Morocco. Mm-hmm. WAFCON is going to be held from the 5th to the 26th of July. Banyana, who have qualified and are looking really good. Wow, their group. Have you seen it?
Yeah, the defending champions, of course. Let's not forget. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banyana in the group with Ghana, Mali and Tanzania.
Okay. Hey.
And then the last one. Our under-17s, we were talking about this and we were actually stunned that the last time the Amajimbos, our under-17 national squad, qualified for the under-17 World Cup was 10 years.